Well, the fact that we are still getting announcements of runs for the presidential campaign or the Republican presidential nomination possibly argues that people perhaps are looking for more or even better choices. And at this point, enter John Huntsman. He's the former governor of Utah and the former U.S. ambassador to China, and he has a few good references.
John is the kind of leader who always puts country ahead of party, is always willing to sacrifice on behalf of our nation.
Yes, that is the man John Huntsman is now hoping to run against. President Obama nominating Huntsman as the ambassador to China back in 2009. Joining us now is Jeff Robinson, news director for Takeaway affiliate station KCPW in Salt Lake City, Ohio. Jeff, good morning.
Utah.
Oh, did I say Ohio? Yeah. Utah. Is there
good morning, Celeste and John. Good to be here.
You know, first, let's talk about John Huntsman himself and what kind of politician he is seen to be at this point.
John Huntsman has a conservative record when it comes to the economy and fiscal issues. There is little doubt. He cut taxes drastically while he was governor of Utah. He implemented a flat tax, which is very popular with Republicans. He drastically cut the sales tax on food, and he got a lot of companies to move here and create jobs by offering them tax breaks as well. But when it comes to social issues and the environment, that's kind of a different story.
Well, why is that a different story? I mean, is he not conservative enough on social issues?
Well, he supports civil unions for same-sex couples, which is pretty rare for a Republican. At least he did back when he was governor. He supported a non-discrimination law for the LGBT community. He supported a very compassionate approach to illegal immigration, which stood in stark contrast to the very hardline approach recently taken by the Utah legislature. And he was a very strong backer of cap and trade. Interestingly enough, back in 2008, I hosted a debate between him and his Democratic opponent. Huntsman supported cap and trade. His Democratic opponent did not. Kind of an interesting role reversal that you usually don't see with the Republican and Democratic parties. Interestingly enough, he's now backing away from his support of cap and trade as he runs for the GOP nomination. But the fact stands is that he was very, very supportive of cap and trade as Utah governor.
Well, it's very interesting. You're describing it here. This is Jeff Robinson, news director for Takeaway affiliate station KCPW in Salt Lake City, Utah. Jeff, has Huntsman been always someone with national aspirations? I mean, he looks the part. He certainly has the gravitas. The experience of being ambassador to China can only help. But like with Mitt Romney, is he going to have to do a lot of backing away from positions, just as Romney appears to be in some sort of controversial trouble with the GOP base over his health care plan in Massachusetts?
Well, he's already starting to back away from his cap-and-trade position, but as to your question about national aspirations, I think it is pretty clear he's always had them. He was a staffer for the Reagan administration. He was ambassador to Singapore under President George H.W. Bush. He was a trade representative for George W. Bush, ambassador to China for President Obama. So he definitely seems to be somebody who has always aimed for higher office, as we're clearly seeing right now. The interesting thing to me is that he's running for president this year. I really did not expect him to run for president until 2016, when, you know, his boss would definitely be out of office. So interesting that he's getting into the race now.
But does that suggest that this is a preparatory race and that he might not win, but he would certainly lay the groundwork for 2016?
You know, a lot of people do think that's the case, and I think there is a solid argument for that. You know, especially given that, you know, after the 2008 election with John McCain was unsuccessful for the Republicans, they really might be looking for somebody who's much more conservative, and, you know, Huntsman's record on the environment and social issues might not fit the bill at this point.
You know, we're speaking with Jeff Robinson, who is the news director for Takeaway affiliate station KCPW in Utah. You know, Jeff, Huntsman took some criticism for not participating in the debate in New Hampshire, and I guess it's not a coincidence that he's launching his campaign in New Hampshire. Do you think perhaps he moved this announcement up a little bit because people felt like he was delaying too long?
I'm not entirely sure about that. I think he's actually announcing his candidacy in New Jersey, but then proceeding to go to New Hampshire. I think he's wanted to see who else would get in so far. And, you know, there's a whole host of regulations that, you know, come with it once you formally declare as a candidate. But he probably didn't want to wait any longer than, by the end of June.
Or maybe he saw that there's not a clear front runner emerging among the Republican candidates, and he felt like there was an opening for him. I mean, maybe if he was not going to take it seriously till 2016, he changed his mind.
Yeah, that could definitely be the case, but it'll be interesting to see how he squares up against Mitt Romney, who obviously has broad support even, you know, in Huntsman's home state of Utah as well.
But if Romney can't beat Obama in 2012, Huntsman would be perfectly positioned, it seems to me, in this kind of be a front runner for a day environment at the GOP. Give us a sense before we go, Jeff Robinson, what's the personal life of John Huntsman, wife, kids, Twitter account, all set, no problem there?
You know, he has several children adopted from various countries, including India and China. I would almost call him a rock star candidate. He loves to talk about, you know, playing the keyboard in a band back in high school, the fact that he rides a Harley. You know, he used to chat with reporters before news conferences about, you know, who was winning the previous night on American Idol. A very personable guy who does, you know, like to chat about his personal hobbies in life.
Doesn't so I like think that to will chat look... about whether he's a practicing Mormon or not, though, Jeff.
That is quite true, and I definitely get the sense here in Utah that people feel he is backing away from his Mormon faith, and like he likes to talk about his Mormon roots, but on the question of whether he's an active church member, he is he's dodging.
Yeah. Mormon versus Mormon smackdown, though, with Romney and Huntsman, hey?
It may be. Jeff Robinson is the news director for Takeaway affiliate station KCPW in Utah. He's covered John Huntsman for the past 3 years. John Huntsman, former governor of Utah, former U.S. ambassador to China, has now announced he will announce his candidacy for president next week. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Thank you.